Thought it'd be nice to play a little bit before anything else with that song. It's such a beautiful song. It's so wonderful. You know, when we really are within ourselves, that's when we can freely play. That's when we can freely dream. That's when we can really be who we are. You know, I've been thinking, well, this morning when I woke up, I heard a song. And that song, it awakened me before the dogs wakened me, but it awakened me. And I don't know if many, it's an old hymn. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. It's a beautiful old hymn, really. And the feeling that I got was, in metaphysics, there are many sects that won't allow the Bible or Jesus in the churches anymore. And the saddest thing of all is, he is the most misunderstood prophet that has ever come to this world. Because it's in the Aquarian age, the age of love, that we can really understand what he was speaking about. And I thought, we must talk a little bit more about Jesus and what he meant and what that Christ spirit is and what it's all about and who we are and why we're in this physical body. You know, we have this physical body that we wear like a dress while we're here. And except we can't exchange it. We can make it look differently. But we come with this physical body. And then we also have an etheric body. We have a mental body, and we have an emotional body. And all those bodies play a part in our life, whether we realize it or not. And this physical body sometimes is affected by how those other bodies are. And when we're in a physical world and we don't understand about this, and we begin to get lonely or we begin to be a little bit unhappy, it might be something to do with the effects of how we've been thinking and how it affects our emotional body and our etheric body and our mental body. You see, we have to be in balance. In the Bible, we talk here about the Christ Spirit a lot. In the Bible, when the Christ Spirit was speaking through Jesus, it was not Jesus, the man, that was speaking. It said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Well, those things have never been taken literally as far as what they were meant for. That Christ Spirit is talking about when we can open up ourselves to that divine essence, to that love of that Christ Spirit, that opens up that etheric body to become a body of light, to help us through healing, to help stabilize us, to help clear out the garbage of the mental body and the emotional body where we've carried hurt and angers and disappointments with us for so many years that we've crowded out any room for any positive light. But it's that etheric body and opening up to that Christ Spirit that actually helps us in our mental and our emotional, and so therefore our physical body. Does that make sense to everybody? Sometimes we don't really realize what the basics are and what sometimes it's written. When you understand metaphysics, you can read in the Bible and you go, wow. But until you have an understanding, you go back to the interpretations that were given to you. And if you're like me, it's like, oh, I don't want to read this anymore. It's full of fear and scary things. And one of the most frightening things of this day and age to those people who believe in those kind of things are the end of time or the end of the world. And life changes when you don't believe in those things, because what he was speaking about was the end of an era of the Piscean age. It was the end of the era of us looking out there for happiness. It was the end of an era of knowing that we're not just a physical body, we're more. And that what Jesus said, you are children of the light. You are children of God. You are children I want to take it farther. I like to say we're children of the universe because that's the biggest expanse we can think of. Children of the universe. And how goes the universe? Affects us. How we live our lives affects the universe. We're all part of a complete package. We're all part of that divine essence. And sometimes we get a little weary and we get a little homesick and we don't know what we're homesick for. I remember Evening Star used to talk to us about that. I know there's a book written, Homesick for Heaven. She said that she explained to us, which I understand now, that the spiritual world, our homeland, where we came from, is just a few vibrations away. It's right about us. And sometimes when we've struggled in the physical world, perhaps that real self or that God self is letting us know, kind of like tapping on us. You forgot who you are. You know, listen, give time. Give time to that Christ spirit. Give time. And remember, even though you don't remember, that love and that peace from the homeland, that spirit world. And go in a movement of wonderment of just how we really, truly got here. Do you realize what a miracle it is? Just the development of the physical body? Just the development, the fact that we can live in this physical body, our spirit, where we learn by the school of hard knocks until we learn better. You know, but in that song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, bluebirds fly. Somewhere over the rainbow, we can fly too. We can fly spiritually and mentally. When we first started having classes, I said, well, these are the beginning classes till we learn how to fly. And I used to say that every once in a while. And some lady called me and she said, are you talking about levitating? I said, no, I'm talking about living with no restrictions. I'm talking about living without guilt, living without doubt. You see, when children are, when we were children growing up, unless somebody smacked us down, we kept trying till we crawled. We kept trying till we walked. We kept trying, verbalizing things till we could talk. And then it seems to stop. You see, there's development and the awakening of our spiritual self. That self that knows all and can do all. That spiritual self that wants us to be done with the ifs and the buts. I remember we had a class once with Dr. Bartlett, and he said, if you would eliminate those two things, you could do whatever comes to your mind. You are stopping yourselves, and that's what we do. But we need to have that awakening experience and hold on to it and realize that when we open up and ask for that Christ spirit to enter, to enfold us, to grow from that heart center, that secret place of the Most High, that allows our etheric body to become a body of light, that helps in that infusion of our spiritual body, our spiritual mind, and our physical mind, that replaces those things with the positive, that allows us to know that it's okay to play and it's okay to blow bubbles. Because when you're having a good time, oh, that makes spirit happy. That makes that Christ spirit energized. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, if you can't be happy, if you can't be at peace, then there's something wrong in here. Not through guilt and shame, but something that you haven't realized at the moment or have forgotten who you are. And when we remember who we are, more and more and more. It's like that piece in the Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. That means play. That means peace. That means joy. That means all of the things that make us complete. That not only makes our etheric body light, it makes our face smile. It makes our steps lighter. Because at last, we're manifesting and living who we're meant to be. And what we're meant to be is happy. And what? How do you be happy? I know they asked this on Art Linklater's house party for you people who are my age and older. And the little boy said, you just think happy. And when you see something negative creeping into your mind, we all have the ability to change our mind. We do it all the time. We've done it since day one. Only we normally do it when we don't want to do something. And two, we have to say, it's probably because we don't want to do it on this too. Because when we're deep down in that feeling sorry for ourselves, when we're deep down in our depression, there's a part of us, that negative self, that really laps it up. It's an excuse for where we are. It's an excuse for not being happy because we can't be. Well, you know what? We can do anything we want to do. And if we can change our mind on anything, we can change our mind on the thoughts that come through. And if something negative happens, well, look at a pretty flower. Think back on a memory. We all have memories that made us very happy. Think back on something else. You can do it. And it's just like stopping smoking, stopping eating sweets, or whatever it is that we all have trouble doing. It's a matter of habit. It's a matter of wanting to. It's a matter of deciding. It's all right to play. It's all right for me to be happy. That's what I came here to be. That's what I came here to do. But to do it, I have to realize I too have to do my part. And my part is being in control of what goes through the mental mind, the physical mind. Being in control about what we decide to look out there, whether we see the storm, or whether we thank God for the wonderful rain. Whether we see the lightning and run and hide. Or whether we know we're in a safe place. And we're more than superstition. Because we're creators of our world. And we've opened up to that Christ essence. That Christ spirit that protects us. That guides us. That works through us, when, especially when we're manifesting in that place of happiness, when we're in that place of play, when we're in that place of, I think I can do that. What is it that you've been putting off for so long? Because those things that we put off for so long, there's a reason for it. Don't ask me what it is. I really don't know right now. But I know there are things that I run from. And those things we run from, we usually don't even realize it for days or weeks. And then all of a sudden it hits us. If you just do it, oh, it's like a weight off your shoulders. There was nothing to it. Just do it. And let those other things go. You know, that wonderful movie, Frozen? I haven't seen it yet because I'm waiting for it to be shown it here at the church. Yeah, I think it'll be better in the fall and winter. We have more time. But there was a piece on Facebook that my son posted that parents are getting so tired of the song, just let it go, let it go. He said, not me. Not me. And he said, not me. I think the father said, not me. But it's amazing. When something like that has inspired someone to sing a song that I'm quite certain was inspired by a higher being, that affects all of us to be able, as simplistic as a little child, to just let it go. Let it go. It doesn't matter. A few years ago, I went to Lilydale with my two daughters and a granddaughter. And my one daughter was really in crises. She was in some trouble she didn't know what to do about. And not trouble with the law. And you know, this wonderful medium by the name of Joseph Scheel said, the choice is up to you. The choice is up to you. Let it go. It's not really your problem. You just think it is. Let it go. You are the one that has the wrong has been done to. You can do nothing about it. Let it go. It's God's way of allowing you to walk away and let it go. You see, sometimes we don't realize that because we've been taught we've got to take care of everything. And if someone has done something to us, we've got to make it right. Why? Just make it right within yourself. Let it go. And I will tell you, her health, everything about her has changed since she was able to let it go. God's mind wants us to let it go so that that light can fill that etheric body, so that light from the etheric body can cleanse our mind of our mental self and our mental and emotional bodies. But we first have to make the choice to let it go and let it be. God bless you. Thank you.